Biological clocks play an essential role in physiology and in controlling behaviour, from regulating sleep cycles in animals to balancing photosynthesis in plants. Now, research published in Nature suggests that our model of how the clocks work might actually be wrong. Current models of circadian clocks rely heavily on feedback loops that are based around transcription and translation. That's the reading of DNA and the subsequent protein production. Essentially, the products of transcribing clock genes in turn regulate how associated genes are expressed, and that leads to a roughly 24-hour feedback loop. But now, John O'Neill and Akhilesh Reddy at Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge have shown that non-transcriptional mechanisms are capable of maintaining a clock in human red blood cells, which have no nucleus and are therefore incapable of transcription. To study the clocks in red blood cells, they looked at a family of antioxidant proteins called peroxyredoxins, or PRX, which is an awful lot easier to say. They are responsible for clearing reactive oxygen species like peroxide out of the cell. A subclass of PRX molecules undergo an oxidation reduction reaction, also known as a redox reaction, with a very regular cycle. To assess PRX's suitability as a clock molecule, O'Neill and Reddy took red blood cell samples from healthy volunteers and stored them in darkness and at constant temperature. This enabled them to take samples from the cells every 4 hours and confirm that this redox cycle did indeed take around about 24 hours. Now then they needed to see if this system fulfilled the other criteria of being a clock molecule. So they attempted to entrain the cells to a cycle of high and low temperature. Now this mirrors the temperature variations you or I might experience on a daily basis. After just 48 hours, the PRX redox cycle was seen to sync with the new temperature regime. PRX proteins are very highly conserved. Now, this means that they're found in a huge range of species, including mammals like us, but also in plants and in algae. In a related paper, also in this week's Nature, Andrew Miller from the University of Edinburgh, along with colleagues here in Cambridge and also in France, showed the same mechanism in action in Ostreococcus tauri. That's a single-celled eukaryotic alga. Now, this raises some very interesting questions about our current understanding of circadian clocks, and it raises some exciting prospects for our understanding of clock evolution.
So it sounds almost like there's a clock acting without a brain, a circadian clock without its DNA brain, which is a very odd situation.
It's a very interesting situation, and it just shows that what we thought we had a pretty good grasp on this, but really we don't, and we need to, because it's very important. If you look at the illnesses that people suffer as a result of shift work, then messing with our biological clocks obviously has profound physiological impact.
Scary stuff.